Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 1 of Sota, Mishnah Dalet and Hey. Today we have been discussing the warning and then the travel of the couple, the man and the wife suspected of possible adultery, to Yerushalayim to undergo the ritual to clarify if she's innocent. So now we're at the point where they get to Yerushalayim. Mishnah Dalet, Hayu Malinoto Levet Dina Godol Shebushalayim. They would take her to the high court in Yerushalayim. And the high court is the Sanhedrin. It was actually in Lishkat HaGazit, which is sort of a room that's in the outer wall of the temple itself. Uma'aymin aleha. And they instill awe into her. Kederech shema'ayminan al edi nefashot. Like they instill awe in the witnesses in capital cases. Meaning they tell her, whatever you say could be a matter of life and death. What they tell the witnesses is you need to be extremely careful because the words you choose to say might condemn the accused murderer to being executed. And in this case, what the high court does, the Sanhedrin does, is they try to give this woman who might have been unfaithful sort of an out, in the sense that they'll let her blame it, if she was actually guilty, let her blame it on something else so she doesn't feel so bad. Ve'omrim lo, and so they tell her, Biti, my daughter, you know, they speak to her nicely, you know, as much nicely as possible under the circumstances. Harbe yayin osei. Wine can do a lot of damage. Alcohol can destroy lives. What they're saying is, we understand, you know, you might have been drinking wine, the man involved was drinking wine, and one thing led to another. You know, it's really not your fault, but we understand wine could have done it, so it's better if you admit whatever wrongdoing there was, whatever adulterous behavior there was, before you're actually tested as a sota. And on this line, harbe schok osei, and you know, lightheadedness and joking and flirting, that can also do a lot of damage. It can have a big emotional impact, and you know, you might have been swept away with this relationship. Harbe yaldut osei, much immaturity can cause damage. People are immature, don't understand the consequences of their actions within a marriage. It can really cause damage between a husband and a wife, not just in an adulterous context, God forbid, but in even everyday things. You know, you really need to take your spouse seriously. Harbe shcheinim aroim osim. And bad neighbors can do a lot of damage to a marriage. You know, they can cause influences that caused her, you know, led her astray. So they're basically giving her a way to hang her indiscretion on outside forces in order to encourage her to admit if she really was adulterous, so she doesn't have to drink the sota potion and die. So they tell her, Asi lishmo agadol, please do for the sake of God's great name, shenichtav bekedusha, which is written in holiness, shalo yimache elamayim. We don't have to erase it into the water. We're going to see part of the sota ritual is writing the parsha, writing the psukim of sota, which includes Hashem's name, and then erasing it into the potion. And the mefarshim say, and our sages say, Hashem even allows his holy name to be erased to bring shalom between a man and his wife. The omrim lefeneha, and the court says in front of her, dvarim she'ena kadai l'shaman, words that she's not really worthy of hearing, he v'chol mishpachat beit avia, she and all of her father's family. So really what they tell her is famous stories in the Tanakh about people who did wrong and admitted, like Yehuda said tzadka mimeni and got Tamar off the hook, Reuven did tshuva. So they tell her stories about how there's a really powerful idea in the Torah that when people do something wrong, they should come clean and try to make amends. And they're telling her this to try to get her to admit if she actually did something wrong, so she doesn't have to be publicly embarrassed and perhaps publicly lose her life. Now, Mishnah Hay brings the consequences of this conversation. Im amra tameyani, if the sota wife admits, I was impure, I was unfaithful with another man, shoveret ketuvata v'yotzet. She breaks her kesuva, could mean, you know, she loses it, or she writes a receipt saying, I lost it, it's as if I was paid, and she goes out. In the absence of witnesses to the actual infidelity, she is not accused or put to death, but she does lose her ketuvah and her marriage. Imam Ratorani, if she insists, I was pure. Now, she did go behind closed doors with Ploni, and that was a really bad thing to do, but she's saying she did not commit adultery. So, malinota l'sharon mizrach. We take her to the western gate. Sorry, the eastern gate. I'm looking backwards right now. Sha'ol petach shar nikanor. that is the Shar Nicanor, the famous doors of Nicanor, Shisham, that in that same place, Moshkin at the Sotot, they give the Sota to drink there at the gateway into the temple courtyard, Matarin at the Yeldot, they perform the purification ritual for women who gave birth, Matarin at the Mitzrayim, and also a Mitzora, someone with Tzarat, a man or woman with Tzarat, goes there as their Tahora process. There's some, we're going to learn in Masechet Nagayim, they have to be there because some of the blood from the offerings goes onto the thumbs. And at this place, right at the entrance to the temple, the Shar Nicanor, Kohen Ohez Vigadea, the Kohen who's there grabs her by her clothing. Im Nikru Nikru. And if her clothing becomes ripped, you know, some of the seams kind of give way. They're not tearing off her clothing, but they're ripping the top of her cloak. If it happens to rip by itself, then it's ripped. Im Nifromu Nifromu. If the stitches come out, so some stitches come out. Ad Shehu Megole Et Liba. Until he reveals, at least by tearing her outer garment, reveals her chest. V'soter et sa'ra, and he undoes her hair, meaning they would uncover her hair. A married woman customarily covers her hair. They would uncover her hair, perhaps unbraided if she had nice, fancy braids. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, im hayalibanar, if she was a very attractive woman, lo hayamiglehu, they wouldn't, you know, they would grab her by the cloak, by the outer garment, but they wouldn't be trying to rip the garment and expose any of her, God forbid, you know, it could cause, you know, the other Kohanim, the other people there to, you know, have feelings towards her. Im haya sayrana, if her hair was very nice, lo haya sotru, they wouldn't uncover it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is worried about the people, the onlookers, the men there having feelings of attraction for this young woman, even though she's in a disgraced and humiliated position, accused of a terrible sin. The other sages, they disagree because they say when someone is in such a lowly position and they're accused and it's, you know, it's a very serious ritual, the people there, the men there are not going to have improper feelings. To be continued tomorrow, Yashar Kochachem Zeigesund.